Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Back up, you creep. So beat the drum with me. Get away from me.
Where's my staff, Annie Fry? That's what I want to know. Where's my staff, Joe Biden says. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You know, I think it's funny how Trump said in that press conference, he's like, I'm not allowed to use a teleprompter. I guarantee you he's got staff members who are like, would you please use the teleprompter?
Yeah, I'm sure.
That have written these speeches for him. And my favorite thing that Donald Trump does when he's giving a speech is he's reading from the teleprompter, because we all know the difference between teleprompter Trump and rally Trump. And
yes.
You never know when you're going to get which one you're going to get. But he'll make a statement because he's reading it off the teleprompter, and he'll pause and he'll go, it's true. And I'm like, well, of course it's true. You're saying it. Like, why? Like, are you hearing this for the first time? What is going on here? It always makes me laugh when he says that.
That I call that hybrid Trump, because sometimes he reads on the teleprompter and then he just stops and goes off on a tangent and then eventually comes back and starts reading whatever the prepared comments are again.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, is, you say it's pretty obvious that Biden is reading from a teleprompter. If he's reading from a teleprompter, it shouldn't be obvious. It's just he's really bad at it. So it's such a weird time to be alive. And when you're watching, I don't take every policy, everything you know about either of these two candidates and throw it out the door. Pretend you walk into a room and you watch one guy and you watch the other talk. I don't think you can look at Joe Biden right now and say he's prepared to run the country. I just really don't think that any honest person can say that he's up to the task. And I think that is going to be one of the biggest factors going into Election Day is people who just can't muster the confidence to go vote for Joe Biden when he might not be up to the task.
No, I think you're right. Play cut 11 real quick from yesterday.
I want to thank you all. I carry with me, I don't have it, I gave it to my staff, but I carry with me in my pocket do I have that around anyone? Where's my staff? I gave it away anyway. I carry a schedule in my pocket.
So, Joe, he's in Warren, Michigan. Just moment to moment, not really sure quite where he is. Maybe that's why he needed the schedule, so he could look at it and remember where he was. He was in Warren, Michigan when he gave that speech.
What is he talking about? And, when the president gets a physical and then, like, some of the highest, like, professional medical doctors in the world who give the president, Donald Trump, his physical, when he gets done, we have, like, a 48-hour news cycle discussing his BMI and the fact that he likes to eat steak and ice cream or something like that. We've got to go over that. And then we have to ask, is he fit to serve office? How many times have we been talking about the 25th Amendment, whether or not President Trump is mentally fit to serve office? I haven't heard one Democrat pundit say, I'm concerned that Joe Biden is mentally fit to serve in office.
They're not about to.
Is real.
They should demand that. I remember when he had to bring his personal physician out to explain the comprehensive test he was given to test his mental acuity. They won't do that with Joe Biden. It's the same reason that whole teleprompter question came down yesterday. In fact, for people who didn't hear it, you need to hear Brett Baer questioning this guy. Play that bite for us, please.
Has Joe Biden ever used a teleprompter during local interviews or to answer Q&A with supporters?
Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
But yeah, they're using it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
They talk about it every day. Can you say yes or no?
That's because they talk about it every day, Brett, because they don't have a coherent strategy.
Well, you have an answer. Yes or no?
Brett, they talk about it every day because they don't have a coherent argument for why Donald Trump deserves re-election, deserves four more years. We know that he lied to the American people. We know that he has not shown leadership during this crisis, and they are desperate to throw anything they can against the wall to try to distract from that fact.
I understand, but you can't answer the question.
Hey, TJ Ducklow, you didn't answer the question. That's the guy's name. I've never heard of him before.
Yeah, he ducked from that question pretty low. I have to say it's not a working strategy to be orange man bad. It can't. I mean, I saw Kellyanne Conway, I think, tweeted yesterday evening. Can you, like, to the Joe Biden campaign, can you answer a single question without saying Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump? There are people who are going to be, you know, awake with bells on to go vote against Donald Trump on Election Day. But you can't count on only Donald Trump hatred to elect a place filler in his stead. I mean, who's excited to vote for Joe Biden? Like, who wants Joe Biden in the office? I don't know anybody. I see people, you know, kind of shrug their shoulders or slump their shoulders when you're talking about Joe Biden, and then they tell you how bad Donald Trump is. It's like, don't pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. It's the Wizard of Oz. It's really scary when you think about handing him the keys to the free world,
Annie,
to lead it. It's frightening.
You and I get paid. We're a couple of the luckiest people in the world. We get paid to observe and to comment on politics and life, and it's fantastic. But you have to check me here, because maybe it's just me, because I'll admit this to the world. I mean, if my wife's listening right now, she's going to laugh out loud when I say this. When I woke up after Bill Clinton got elected in 1992, I woke up the next morning. I was shell shocked. I'm like, who the hell voted for him? I don't know anybody that voted for Bill Clinton. How did he get elected? Well, I worry about that now, because I look at this rally in Michigan. I look at the boat parades that are happening all over the country. I look at the turnout in Florida and North Carolina every time the president shows up somewhere. And then I see Joe Biden arrive somewhere the other day for a speech, and the only people that were there were Trump supporters who were taunting him. What I look at when I observe this is zero enthusiasm for Donald for Joe Biden, and huge enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And to your point, is orange man bad enough of a motivation to get people to the polls on Election Day to defeat Donald Trump? I don't think so.
I sure hope that philosophy and what you're talking about right now encourages people listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show right now, call your county party leader and ask how you can be involved in being an election judge. Ask how you can be involved in being a poll watcher. Ask how you can be involved in getting the word out that there are local people running right now in all of our cities, our villages, our towns, and our state that need our attention as much as this presidential campaign does. But we need also have good people who are present at these voting precincts who are going to be poll watchers. I can't stress that enough. And I'll tell you, this weekend for your Illinois listeners, specifically in Madison County, I know that there's supposed to be a sign drive coming up soon, I think at Piasaw Armory. I don't know when the date is specifically, but if people join the Illinois Rising Facebook group, which is a group that I manage for Illinois, they can get more information there. But this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., I'm going to go help distribute signs for some local candidates in Illinois, state representatives, to get Mike Madigan and his corrupt nonsense out of the supermajority in the House, and then some also some freedom-loving people get their signs out. Because right now I see, you know, in Illinois, I see clusters of Democrat signs in houses all over the place because they pay people to go place these signs for folks, because that's how the Democrat operation works. The same houses every cycle get signs placed in the yard. Republicans need to step up their game. They need to stop being in the silent majority, and they also need to get active, which means they have to figure out how they can contribute on Election Day. Call your local party leadership and say, I'd like to help. What can I do? Because I really believe that the support is so imbalanced right now between these two candidates. We need to make sure that we keep our eye on the ball all the way through this event, and we need to participate in it because we cannot wake up and be shell-shocked and not know what happened. We need to be on the ground. We need to be present.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with that more. I really couldn't. You know, Annie, I have to ask. I'm going to play something because Missouri is in the national spotlight again this morning, and I go to cut 28, please. So those are Kansas City Chiefs fans booing the players last night when they locked arms in unity at an NFL game. And, of course, the headline is, look at all these redneck Missouri football fans who don't support unity. Well, you know, that's not what they were booing about. They were booing about the fact that Chiefs players knelt for the national anthem, that the other football team didn't even come out of the locker room for the national anthem last night, but they were all able to get together to make a big political statement on national television. That's what the fans don't want. Get politics out of our sports. I heard you talking about this yesterday on your show relative to the Cardinals. How do you feel about what's going on in the NFL?
So I saw the video of that, and I did not watch the game. I'm still mad at the NFL for what they did to St. Louis, and I always say this stuff is downstream from that. Like, I got mad at the NFL, and then this stuff happened, so I have just done what I would encourage anybody else who is disgusted by this to just turn it off. Yes. Did that moment happen after the national anthem?
It did.
When they all lined up? Okay.
Yes.
So I thought I had seen a tweet, I think it was from Jason Whitlock, that implied that everybody stood for the national anthem. And then I saw some follow-up tweets that said that, nope, there are a couple of people who knelt. I actually think that My personal opinion is if you want to watch football and you want to watch the NFL, maybe watch it after kickoff and skip that part. Don't go to the games if you don't want to pay the ticket, or, you know, don't buy the NFL package on the DirecTV if you don't want to give them any money. And if that means you don't get to watch a team, that's a decision we're all going to have to make. I canceled Netflix, as a side note, last night, and I've been a Netflix subscriber for 6 years because of some of their programming choices lately. People need to consider doing the same thing for the NFL, or you figure out if you're willing to live with it. It's a personal decision. I think everybody needs to make that as a personal decision. But the one distinction that I will make is, and in my personal opinion, the kneeling thing really divided America because they decided to do that during the national anthem. I've seen, was it Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, that famous photo from him making a political statement. We've seen baseball players, football players, basketball players making political statements of some kind over the course of time. And when the players step up and decide to make some sort of statement, they're taking a risk. They're taking a risk that less people are going to buy their jersey, that less people are going to buy tickets to come see their game, that their ratings are going to go down, commercial ad revenue is going to go down, and then their salaries are going to go down. They take that risk. But I do want to say that if they're going to make a political statement that is apart from the national anthem, I actually think that that is something, I think that's a step in the right direction. Where the political statement is still made, that's going to frustrate a lot of people. I understand that. It doesn't get under my skin as much when they choose to separate it from the national anthem and they choose to say, you know what, we are going to stand while the national anthem plays and we are going to respect our flag If they're going to make a separate political statement, I think that people need to consider that. And if they consider it and they still hate it, don't watch the games.
Yeah.
But I don't understand some folks who continue to watch the games and continue to complain about it. I just don't really see how you're, I mean, you're not going to complain loud enough for the NFL to, they're going to laugh at you if they can still take your money while you whine about it.
I love football, and I'm a Chiefs fan, and I kind of did what you were saying, and I watched the game, but I purposely turned it on late.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be angry starting it. I just wanted to watch the game. And when they were cutting to, you know, certain things that had happened earlier, they were going through the commercials, which are all also political. I just would, you know, leave the room, walk around, do something mm-hmm. else.
And if it begins to wane,
and I wasn't mad.
Yeah. If it begins to wane on you over time, I mean, it's going to, and the NFL is going to have to make a decision whether they want to be woke or whether they want to continue to be,
to make money,
just filthy, filthy, filthy rich in a terrible, awful way. And I say that again because of what they did to St. Louis, because they're terrible, terrible people. But you know, like if being woke is now more important, I reiterate this about the Cardinals as well. These athletes are now been put into a position one way or the other. Like, I look at Patrick Mahomes, man, like, look at this guy. He is just somebody who I wish people, he didn't kneel, right?
He did not. Alex Okafor did kneel though.
Yeah. Patrick Mahomes is an athlete that kids need to see what he's doing off the field. And, you know, there are other athletes who are doing things off the field to you know, put a little more action behind their woke
Annie,
kneeling or whatever. Yeah, you gotta go.
We're going to run. We're going to run out of time here. Sorry.
I just want to tell you, if you don't like it, don't watch it, but you can't complain if you don't do anything about it.
There you go. Thank you, Annie. We appreciate it. We'll be listening today at noon to three, the Annie Fry Show right here on, oh, sorry, I cut her off. She was still talking. My apologies.
Get more at 971talk.com.